Good morning, beloved, and welcome back for our Wednesday edition of The 5-Minute Journey. Today, we're reading Hosea chapter 9, verse 15 through Hosea chapter 10, verse 15. In yesterday's reading, the earlier verses in chapter 9 described how the people had turned away from God and had been unfaithful to Him, and Hosea warns that the time for punishment has come. In today's reading, Hosea continues to describe the consequences of the people's sinfulness, and the Lord pronounces judgment upon the people. And again, God's saving word for us this week has been mercy and forgiveness. So let's begin reading Hosea chapter 9 at verse 15. The Lord says, "All their evil doing began in Gilgal. It was there that I began to hate them. And because of the evil they have done, I will drive them out of my land. I will not love them anymore. All their leaders have rebelled against me. The people of Israel are like a plant whose roots have dried up and which bears no fruit. They will have no children, but even if they did, I would kill the children so dear to them. The God I serve will reject his people because they have not listened to him. They will become wanderers among the nations. The people of Israel were like a grapevine that was full of grapes. The more prosperous they were, the more altars they built. The more productive their land was, the more beautiful they made the sacred stone pillars where they worshipped. The people whose hearts are deceitful must now suffer for their sins. God will break down their altars and destroy their sacred pillars. These people will soon be saying, 'We have no king because we did not fear the Lord.' But what could a king do for us anyway? They utter empty words and make false promises and useless treaties. Justice has become injustice, growing like poisonous weeds in a plowed field. The people who live in the city of Samaria will be afraid and will mourn the loss of the gold bull at Beth-Aven. They and the priests who serve the idol will weep over it. They will wail when it is stripped of its golden splendor. The idol will be carried off to Assyria as tribute to the great emperor. The people of Israel will be disgraced and put to shame because of the advice they followed. Their king will be carried off like a chip of wood on water. The hilltop shrines of Avon, where the people of Israel worship idols, will be destroyed. Thorns and weeds will grow up over their altars, and the people will call out to the mountains, 'Hide us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' The Lord says, 'The people of Israel have not stopped sinning against me since the time of their sin at Gibeah. So at Gibeah, war will catch up with them. I will attack the sinful people and punish them. Nation will join together against them, and they will be punished for their many sins. Israel was once like a well-trained cow, ready and willing to thresh grain. But I decided to put a yoke on her beautiful neck and to harness her for harder work. I made Judah pull the plow and Israel pull the harrow. I said, 'Plow new ground for yourselves, plant righteousness, and reap the blessings that your devotion to me will produce. It is time for you to turn to me, your Lord, and I will come and pour out blessings upon you. But instead you planted evil and reaped its harvest. You have eaten the fruit produced by your lies, because you trust in your chariots and the large number of your soldiers. War will come to your people, and all your fortresses will be destroyed. It will be like the day when King Shalman destroyed the city of Beth-Arba in battle, and mothers and their children were crushed to death. That is what will happen to you, people of Bethel, because of the terrible evil that you have done. As soon as the battle begins, the king of Israel will die.'" And today's key verse is Hosea chapter 10, verse 12, where Hosea writes, "It is time for you to return to me, your Lord, and I will come and pour out a blessing for you." you know, in this passage of scripture, God is using lovingly forms and terminology. Israel is like a precious cow that was taught to thrash out the grain, and now God has used her to do even more, to bring more glory to him. But instead, all that Israel did was run after, seek after other gods, false gods, idols, build temples to them, build idols in their honor, and then spend all their time and energy in worshiping them. And now God says it's time for payback. Let us pray. Holy God, open my heart and my mind to hear your voice and to listen to you. Teach me to be obedient to your word and keep me close in the safety of your love. Amen. Well, that brings our time together today to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be reading Hosea chapter 11, verses 1 through 11, where God's love for his people is expressed. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.